see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. And the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that'll wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. Family, my name is Thomas Gambo. I'm the host of this program today. Watchmen for Jesus. Today we're being a watchman to talk about children and the attack on the family and attack on the children. That parents, a lot of parents have no idea how coordinated, well-structured this attack really is. If they knew, it might solve a lot of problems. It'd bring peace to the home, and it'd protect their children. But, I don't know, people are just really busy about other things. Depending on daycare to do it, of course, parents got to work. And that's part of the agenda, is making sure parents are working. Both parents are working and not in the home. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice in the 1990s, one of the most evil women on the face of this planet, besides Hillary Clinton and the rest of them, that's up there, absolutely true, submitted to report to Civil Rights Commission on how to do this. It's so much under our noses, and yet people just ignore it. Ginsburg based a report on the U.S. Commission, Civil Rights, and using her previous court opinions, stated that the federal government should provide comprehensive child care. This is 1977. That was to get the children out of the home. She also included in this opinion, in this report, which you can get a copy of it, to to change the homestead law back then in the 1990s to provide double the benefits to couples who don't live together as to husband and wife who do live together. And the purpose of that, as stated in the report, side note, is to split the family in marriages. Another recommendation was to draft women into the military and then to assign them to combat duty and to apply affirmative action to the armed forces. And this was to equalize the number of men and women in the military. And the purpose of doing this was to eliminate traditional feminine roles. That was the purpose of it all along. This was accomplished in June of 2013 when Panetta followed up on this report. And then he was allowed to lift the ban on women to frontline combat units in June of 1999. And the Joint Chief of Staff, with their big butts, sat on their hands and said, wait a minute, men and women are not equal in strength to fight side by side. We have a pandemic of sexual assaults. Gosh, four-star general, I don't think that might work, sending women to frontline. But they didn't. You know why they didn't? Because they're part of the New World Order. They're part of the Council of Foreign Relations. They are under the bondage of a blood oath because they belong to the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Columbus, and Freemasonic groups and organizations. Therefore, they're slaves. Nothing more than four-star slaves, three one-star colonels, whatever, are nothing more than mere slaves to a blood oath to a society that worships Lucifer. Let's just get down to it. You know what I mean? Let's just dismiss all the political correctness and all this other nonsense and just call it for what it really is. And you can confirm this if those would actually do the research to find out. That's not all she submitted. They did apply affirmative action. They did lift the ban. And it worked exactly like they planned it 30-some years later or more. Number four part of it was to eliminate, get rid of, the traditional family concept of the nuclear family, to eliminate the traditional family. That the husband is the breadwinner and the wife is a homemaker. Integrate all male and all female organizations. And then consolidate Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, fraternities, sororities into one organization. And this was, in fact, specifically to eliminate traditional male roles. You'll find these agendas on the roles of the Bilderberg Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome, United Nations, Council of Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of National Affairs, and Tavistock as their objectives. This is part of their talking points, you understand. And they'll cover specifically, have we enlisted the NAACP in the state of Michigan or wherever? They got them going? Okay, who's the guy there? Okay, all right. Well, let me know how he's doing and getting it. How about the ACLU getting rid of the Ten Commandments? Yeah, okay. How they doing? Who's your guy there in Georgia? Who's your guy in Oklahoma? Okay, what they got going on? Well, they have some kid that's going to... That's how they do it. And we sit on our hands and watch TV and movies that are based on fictional storylines and golf and football and all this stuff. Paint our faces like tribal Amazon warriors at a football game. While all this is happening around you, and it was prophesied, so to speak, by Norman Mattoon Thomas in 1944, that America would become a socialist nation one day, wake up to find it socialist, Marxist, and not even know how it happened. And that's exactly what's happening now. And they're waking you up to that. That's what Alex Jones and all these guys are for. Quayle and all those others, to wake you up to this tyrannical government. They want you to know, to find out who's going to fight, they identify you, who's not going to, that's the sheep, and they find out who they are by forming the groups and organizations. They got your names on the rolls, you know, and the organizations and groups they formed themselves under the guise of being patriots, like General Boink and Wesley Clark. They're against Americans. Absolutely. They're for the secret societies. That's where their oath and their loyalty lies, and not even with God. You can't mix the two. Let's call it for what it is. But what they've got your minds off of, as they train American families to know that children's rights are being abused, they're making sure you know it. Oh, they are. But they make sure it hits the news, the networks. So you'll see it, and you'll agree with the International Rights of the Child Convention by the United Nations. And that convention on rights of the child was ratified in 1990. Americans didn't sign it. The congressman didn't. And Hillary Clinton lost that one, but she's going to regain it when she becomes president with her co-vice president, Wesley Clark, a Rhodes Scholar. Like letting the fox in the hen house. If he's a Rhodes Scholar, he's dirty. Belongs to the Illuminati, Freemasons, so forth. Family, people only knew. I'm dedicated to broadcast right now. And we're going to get down to the attack on the children. And how they're accomplishing this. And it's in today's headlines. I'll even show you that, how that's working. Today's headlines. Dedicate to broadcast. Let's get started. Lord, we thank you today for what you've given us, Lord, that you bring us together. We thank you for the network. We thank you, Father, for our families. Lord, we do pray that you give us patience, endurance, understanding, because, Lord, sometimes we don't always go the way we should. Father, keep us on the right track. Father, we do pray that you give us that courage, that wisdom, discernment, patience, and long-suffering, that, Father, that we can endure what we do and endure those around us. That, Father, you bring a spirit of peace among us and cover with blood of Jesus to protect us from the demonic demonization that's taking place, the demonizing that's going on around us on a day-to-day, hour-by-hour, minute-by-minute period of time. Father, we pray that these demons that's around us to leave, to go away, and these angels that's following us, that's with us, to chase them out. To keep them at bay, keep them away. And keep them away from our families. Away from our close associates and friends and those that we try to witness to. And most of all ourselves, Lord, that you'll protect us with the blood of Jesus so we may perform and may carry out thy will. Father, we pray for our veterans that's being attacked by the vaccines, by the technology, that they're up to 22 to 26 suicides per day. Lord, we know, some of us know, Lord, that this has been orchestrated and by technology, by psychotropic drugs. There's an organized effort to cause these suicides to take place. Lord, to bring this awareness to families, to watch over their veterans, to watch for the signs, to render the effects of the voice-to-skull technologies, the psychotropic drugs, these microchips in their body, to render them null and void, to bring the awareness up to be able to fight it through prayer, fasting, and knowledge. And the Father, to protect their bodies from being demonized as a result of these drugs and this technology. and to bring their minds back and their bodies back. And Lord, to set up divine appointments that they'll have opportunities to be able to forgive themselves and forgive others to take Jesus Christ as Savior. And Father, we pray for those children that's going to be sought after to be abducted for these witchcraft practices this month, especially this month in May. And Father, you'll find a way to protect them. And those, Father, that are away, that are taken, that, Father, you'll take their souls to them, to you. And Father, we call upon you that you'll give these families rest and comfort, find peace, and Lord, to bring families together. And Father, we also pray in the name of your Son, Jesus, for protection. And we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over myself, over ourselves, those that's listening, and the families, and everything that belongs to us. And Father, we ask that giant warrior angels be loosed from heaven and to surround and protect us, Lord. And as your war club and weapons of war, to break down, undam, and blow up all walls protection around these witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and all the like. To break the power of all curses, hexes, vexes, spells, charms, and fetishes, the psychic prayers, the psychic thought, and all witchcraft, sorcery, magic, voodoo, and all mind control. These jinxes and potions, bewitchments, the death and destruction they cause, the sickness and pain, the torment, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, and the prayer chains be broken up. And everything else being said my way, those listening their way, and their family members, to send back and return these things and the demons to the senders right now and sevenfold back to them and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we pray that these lost souls will find the light of your Son, Jesus, and their own snares and their own traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And Father, we also ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts and as a guide to your Son, Jesus, that even they may be set free from these bondages of Satan. Father, that's why we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, we are at war. And this war that the is a war that the Joint Chief of Staff have no idea about. And they will lose this war if they don't fight it the right way, if they haven't lost it already. This is not a war of flesh and blood. It's not a war of Third World War with Putin and Obama and all this other nonsense. And these preachers out here are failing at their job on the pulpit. Matter of fact, I've found 33 ways that they, in fact, try to prevent their parishioners from seeking Jesus Christ as a born-again Christian. Has nothing to do with Christianity. Has nothing to do with the NIV Bible, the ESV, or NASB. Has to do everything with the King James Bible. And that one alone. As evidence confirms, irrefutable evidence, that not even a college professor from Harvard could even begin to refute. And these are facts, I'm telling you, not opinions. God promised to preserve his holy word, and he did. And there is no Bible ever been written, except the King James, that can stand up to the scrutiny of the truth. Hadn't yet, never will, until the point that the falling away occurs, and that's called the falling away. And when the Holy Word of God was put away in the Alps, after the first, second, third, around the third, fourth century, from then on, there's a period of time that signified the hidden Word of God, and that was called the Dark Ages. I think you'll find it in history. It's also a period of time from 1200 A.D. to the 1800 A.D. that the Vatican murdered between 50 and 68 million people to keep them from learning the Word of God. It wasn't about witches. That's a lie. Family history is written by the winners. And on this earth right now, because of sin, Satan is temporarily leading the countries, every one of them too, through the councils that I've just mentioned. That's how he uses. And these preachers aren't preparing people to understand how Satan is actually operating. That brings us to the point today. Those who control the children control the future. The hand that rocks a cradle rocks the world. And they know that. So we're right back where we started. You eliminate one culture while you train the children of the upcoming culture. And each time you start getting a culture of children, you eliminate the adults. And then the next adults with the children after. And then you just start changing the cultural values, norms, whatever. And then you got them where you want them. They plan decades and centuries ahead, by the way. That's how they do it. Planning 25 years ahead is nothing. They planned the civil rights movement in 1712. Yeah. The feminist movement was planned long before the Rockefellers funded the feminist movement to destroy the family. Going right back to what I was talking about, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Brock Chisholm, Canadian, World Health Organization director, 1946 to 48, when the family was targeted for destruction. He was part of this planning, you understand? This is the highest level that you can go. It's not tabloid. It's not some conspiracy theory. These are facts. He said, and I quote Brock Chisholm, "In order to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. They set forth with that agenda in the year 1946. Tavistock planned every step of the way. Rock and roll, bringing the drugs in, change of clothing, styles, anti-war demonstrations, the planned defeat of Korea, the planned defeat of Vietnam, never allowing our soldiers, Marines, sailors, and Air Force to ever win that war. Oh, I've got the details and evidence. Quotes from General MacArthur himself. I don't have time to go there today. You see? That's started in 1946. And from then on, to weed out those family, those members of our society that were based on family tradition, they needed that in order to foment the wars. You see? In order to foment the wars. And now to get rid of them, because they wanted now to bring us to the New World Order, they knew it was going to take one, maybe even two or three generations. They began in 1946, a planning process unprecedented. And they started with the children. They had to wait until the World War II veterans died out. The Korean veterans died out because the Korean veterans were linked up to the World War II veterans with the old family values, sovereignty, patriotism, etc. And then they focused on the Vietnam era, which would be the baby boomers. And they started the killing process of them with Agent Orange, providing glycerol to the Soviets, the glycerol factory, so they could start killing, that we'd kill our own troops. And it was horrific with glycerol. The VC used the glycerol in the booby traps. Our military industrial complex provided the specifications for a glycerol factory to the Soviets in 1966. And then from then on, it was to subtly start the reduction of our military forces and killing off of our veterans by design. Today we have 22 to 26 suicides. The other part of it per day, the other part of it was to focus on the children using the drugs, using the change of education by design to start getting rid of the ideas of family values and all that, just like I said with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Luciferian, to set up for the ultimate goal by the year 2025. To have all the values wiped out by then. And a new culture installed in the world process. Their deadline is documented. The year 2025. They assess it every year. Y'all understand how deep this goes? People don't understand. You got to control the children. Because the children become the adults and the parents. And the best way to do it is to make sure the wife, mother, does not train the kids, but keep her in the feminist movement or working so the schools can do the training. And the schools maintain the high priority of raising your children. After 1970s, 60s and 70s. You say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, I'll tell you what. I'll show you what's wrong with that. One example, prime example, representative of all of the teachers. A Dr. Chester M. Pierce, a medical doctor, addressed over 2,000 teachers at one time in an auditorium in Denver, Colorado in 1973. While addressing these 2,000 teachers, he said the following, quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with a certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief of the supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future. Unquote. Word for word. Actually, Montagu, there you go, spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in an auditorium in Anaheim, California, around 1970s. And she said that the American family structure produces mentally ill children. Paul Brandwine, influential educator, Paul, he taught that, quote, any child who believes in God is mentally ill, unquote. There's your teachers. And the ones that are good are quiet because they will lose their job if they say a word against it. Or if they don't go along with the program like Issa Star is, make sure they stay in line. Like the Freemasons do for the men, Issa Star is do for the women. Like little Benny Roosters run around, making sure everybody's in line with the communist, Marxist, humanist agenda. This is serious what I'm talking about. And it's absolutely true. Keep your eyes on that International Rights of the Child by the UN. They're sneaking up on you with it. They find as many abuse cases, and if they can't find one, they present them or make them up that they can to put in the newspaper. So you'll read it. Congressmen will read it. They use some of these cases as justification in their discussion for their bills. They'll cite exact cases. This is what you're reading about it all about today. International Rights of the Child. They have to justify it. They failed in 1989 after 190 nations signed off on it. Hillary Clinton was trying to push it big time. And you'll find in Oregon, the Wicca, the Warlocks, and the Freemasons in Oregon are pushing for euthanasia legislation. So your child that's disabled, is tired of living like they're living or whatever it comes up because of their disabilities, they will be able to elect to euthanize themselves, and the parents will have nothing to say about it or go to jail. But don't forget Dancing with the Stars and the golf and all that and working and all this, and don't pay attention to your kids. And when they come up with this law and this conviction and the states pass it and then the federal government passes it, don't complain. Just let go of your child. And if they want to kill themselves, there you go. Now, that should make you really mad that I said that. If it does, then you've got a chance. Because you fuel it, you use it, and you call your congressman, and you write your congressman, you trace down this legislation they're going to pass in Oregon. You fight it in Oregon. That's where Jerry Boykin is going to probably pass it through. He's a Knights of Malta. He's part of this evil, like all the rest of them that are Knights of Malta are. The Holy Spirit has me saying a lot of things that make a lot of people angry. I personally don't care. I've never been politically correct, and I plan on never being. I fall in line with Jesus Christ, and that's where it ends. No country, family, nothing. Jesus Christ is number one. And this is non-negotiable. Family, we got to get right with God through Jesus. The walls of the United Nations started this threat on November the 20th, 1989, and the UN General Assembly did approve the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. And so the 20th nation ratified the treaty, it's 20 nations, sorry, on September the 2nd, 1990. So the treaty is in force everywhere else. See, the United States did not sign the convention, but there was pressure from Hillary, Bob Clinton, and others to ratify this international nightmare. They're keeping you all busy with planes from Malaysia, secret space holes, and UFOs flying here and flying there, and I don't know, FEMA camps that's going to come get you. Guillotines here and guillotines over there. And little colored polka dots on your mailbox that they're going to come get you if you're a red, yellow, or a blue polka dot on your mailbox. Or plastic coffins in Georgia, or some falling meteorite or something, or some whatever fear-mongering nonsense they're coming up with. Now, some of it's real. However, they want to induce infuse fear into the population so you keep your eyes off the real ball. This treaty gives ownership of all children to the state and the United Nations. Once they take over the 10 regions as assigned, it's been to America since 1972. 10 regions, 5 states each. Nixon set it up in the executive order 11647. Further to 1973, executive order 11731. And the model of a dictatorship, besides the War Powers Act with that FDR, another one, with executive order 11495. Oh, for Obama, he's just carrying on what traditionally what has been done all along before. This treaty undermines the authority of parents to raise their children. And what does, it replaces it with a panel of UN experts. And you'll have a UN administrator in all the 10 regions because it was filed under FEMA Transition 2009. In the case of national disaster, your constitution, which doesn't exist anyway, would be rendered null and void due to the war powers or national disaster. FEMA would take over. Council of Foreign Relations would be your government. FEMA would be your shadow government. It would all be connected. They got it all set up since Oliver North and back in the 80s. Reagan and Carter and all these others. Everything I'm telling you is 100% true. So each of the 10 regions with 5 states each would be administered by one governor with 5 states under him and one UN regional administrator, which I know very much, very well about because I was in Kosovo dealing with several UN administrators when they balkanized the Balkans, Yugoslavia. They're doing the same thing today in America. And that started in 1972. Wake up, sleepyheads. Wake up. You generals out there, you've been taken for fools. If this thing passes in America, it will take the children away from you. And they already have police there to protect the school from the parents, who for the most pardons, a lot of your western states and down south, has got 357s in the glove box. Now, can you see the implications going on here? This is the reality. That was the purpose of the false flag, Sandy Hook, to justify putting police in the schools. And you wouldn't argue about it. You'd say, well, that's great. That's how they do it. It's called the dialectic. Thesis, antithesis, and the synthesis. Problem, reaction, solution. That's how they do it, man. And so if this treaty is ratified in America, your rights as a parent will be transferred to the federal government. And they'll set up, already have actually, new bureaucracies to investigate and prosecute you if you violate your children's rights as defined by the convention. Senator Schaefer was on top of a child protective service, a child kidnapping made legal. They're a bunch of murderers and killers and liars in the child protective service. And Senator Schaefer was after him. She was killed, and her husband. Said murder-suicide. That's a lie. She is assassinated. And her husband was, too. All this is connected. And she is getting ready to close down Child Protective Service. She was hot on them, man. Hot on them. If you look up the UN Convention on the... I have a hard time with that word. Convention on the Child. I have talked about in previous broadcast the specific articles that takes your authority as a parent away. It's like Article 3, 4, 7, Article 13, 14. 15, Article 16, 18, 28, 29. I've talked about these before. You know, there's a globalist publication called This World, unquote. This World is the name of it, and was praised. It praised this UN convention on the winter of 1984. Now, the title of the article was, quote, "What's Wrong with Children's Rights?" Jan Blitz, of course, has a quote in there, and it says, quote, "The traditional family structure imposes upon children attitudes of restraint, deference, obedience, and shame. It breaks their will and represses their sexuality, turning them into artificial, authoritarian, sex-negating, compulsive, competitive, and manipulative human beings." Unquote, Jan Blitz. Oops. There you go. How do you bring the awareness of people to understand what's really going on? When you got O'Reilly and Beck and all these other traitors and Luciferians writing these silly books. That's why they're writing the silly books. Limbaugh, Hannity, the whole lot of them. That's why they are where they are. They pretend to be Christian. They pretend to be patriots. Say all this is pretend. Halloween on a massive scale without the mask. Well, they have a mask. It's called makeup. Makeup can cure ugly, but it can't stop stupidity. It really fires me up. Sometimes I wonder, you know, if you make a point, if you are really making a dent in all this evil. It's like we're in two different worlds when you learn the truth of what's going on. Behind the curtain, it's like you're in a whole new world. You no longer have anything in common with other people. You try to tell people about it, they run, put their fingers in their ears, and all they get is earwax. And they just run from you or get mad at you or block you or turn off or whatever, but it don't stop the truth. It's like standing on a train track with a train coming and you can't get off the track for some reason, and or you stick your finger in your ears and close your eyes and hope it just goes away. Well, that train's coming. Especially when you're on a bend of the track and he don't see you there. It's too late to put on the brakes. This is where Jesus comes in. To get the fingers out of the ears and open the eyes. To see it coming before it comes through the Holy Spirit. Or at least be able to accept change to do something about it. But we know the tribulations are coming. God will not let this world go unpunished. There is no way possible. It's just delayed is all it is. Are we allowed to have vengeance? No, because our vengeance means nothing. It's a puff in the wind. You exact justice or vengeance on somebody that's raped your daughter or done something, and say you do it. You go into court and you sneak in a .357 and you shoot the guy. And then, you know, the papers will say, hey, he killed this guy that raped his daughter. Is it all temporary? And a while later, you'll just be another statistic. And I mean, you'll remember it, but you'll never get any satisfaction. It just creates another diversion. It's temporary. And when y'all die, whether both of you in prison or old age, you're going to die and it's all forgotten about. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You know why? He asks us to be forgiving because it's all we can do. Whew, did I just say that? I've never talked about this before. Huh. And here's why. Swedenborg was wrong in the 18th century, universalism. You just don't die and it's over, annihilation. No. You see, God's vengeance upon evil is eternal. Hell is eternal, as the Bible confirms. Y'all see where I'm going with this? Man's vengeance will be temporary. But God says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, because he can exact. He created us anyway. It's not our place to mess with his creation. He makes it clear. All we can do is forgive. Wow. But in punishment, when the final punishment comes, he gives us plenty of time to repent. He wishes that none should perish, but have everlasting life. But those who reject Jesus Christ and doesn't repent, they will follow those that hell was made for, and that's the fallen angels and Satan. Simply because he rejected Jesus, he's a just God, a loving God, but he's also just. And that justice is coming. It ain't here yet. Those that die, they feel that justice because they're in hell being tormented. Well, they just are. That's, you know, absent from the body is present with the Lord. But if you're not with the Lord, well, do the math on that. You don't annihilate. That's why God said vengeance is mine, because it's eternal vengeance, eternal torment. There's no fear-mongering. It's a warning. But also in heaven, it's eternal love, forgiveness. It's eternal. Now, you don't think when the time comes, that first seal is broken. It hadn't happened yet. That's Satan's opportunity. Because they're falling away allows it to happen. Satan's working on that now with just what I'm speaking about today. And then after the sixth seal or seventh seal, God will remember not only Israel that turned against his son, but the whole world that's committed sin and rejected Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. Unlike what Bagley and the rest of them say, that some hailstones falling in Texas or some red river in Pakistan, that's not God's wrath. This world is 360, up and down, round about, and geometric figure. It's going to be, every inch will be encompassed in this tribulation period called the Great Tribulation. The first trumpet, which hadn't sounded yet, and it won't for 3.5 years after the first seal, the introduction of the Antichrist, the falling away. That begins God's wrath, and he will remember. And the evil, the wicked, will be on this earth. Matter of fact, he, in some period of time, for 5 months, he will not allow them to die. How does he do that? I don't know. But he can do it. They'll seek death, but can't find it. That's why it says, vengeance is mine. Because we can't, we as humans are weak. Only through Jesus do you have strength. And he'll remove you before that wrath begins. You love your family members. You renounce that blood oath, secret society members, because you'll see your family in eternity. In heaven, hopefully. If not, don't make it a family affair, the other side, because that's what will happen. Or you will never see your children again because they'll be in heaven and you'll be in hell. This is serious. This is not joking around. This is not some religious, philosophical, it is supernatural broadcast. It's what I'm telling you is going to happen because the Bible says so. Children. It starts with the children to head toward the falling away. The baby boomers remember what they were taught by their nuclear family members of the 40s and 50s and the 60s. So that means each generation has got to be taken away further and further from God. And that's what the drugs were for in the 60s. Rock and roll music, different clothing, the symbols, the Wicca, all that was designed for this specific purpose. I'm laying the groundwork, and for the rest of this afternoon, I will get down to specifics on how to protect your children. But I want you to know first that there is an attack on your children and how massive that this is. Karl Marx said in the Communist Manifesto, which he plagiarized from Clinton Roosevelt in 1941. He wrote, Clinton Roosevelt, ancestor to FDR. They keep the evil in the family. Clinton Roosevelt, Freemason, wrote for the Illuminati, quote, "The science of government founded on natural law," 1841. All he did was pass it on to Karl Marx to write. What if they had coffee at Starbucks? Oh, I don't know. Anyway, then Karl Marx rewrote it, plagiarized it, the document, and I have a copy of it, by the way, from 1841. I got a copy. How about that? Karl Marx called it the Communist Manifesto. All it did was plagiarize. And Clinton Roosevelt got his document that he plagiarized, oh yeah, from Adam Weishaupt, from the World Revolutionary Movement, the protocols that are Jesuits. Karl Marx said in the Communist Manifesto, quote, "Abolition of the family, do you charge us with wanting to stop the exploitation of children by their parents? To this crime we plead guilty." UNESCO, United Nations Educational, Social, and Cultural Organization, 1949, about the same time Brock Chisholm was starting the attack on the family. UNESCO said, I quote, 1949, "The kindergarten or infant school is a significant part to play in the child's education. Not only can it correct many of the errors in home training, but it can prepare the child for membership in the world society." It's 1949. Continuing. "As long as a child breathes the poison air of nationalism, education and world-mindedness can produce only rather precarious results. As we pointed out, it is frequently the family that infects the child with extreme nationalism. The school should therefore use the means described earlier to combat family attitudes that favor jingoism," J-I-N-G-O-I-S-M, unquote, 1949. See, they needed nationalism, family units, before 1945 to foment volunteers to fight for our country for a war that was planned by Churchill, FDR, Japanese elite, Adolf Hitler, Queen Elizabeth, the Vatican. Yeah, buddy, it sure was. Adolf Hitler, Stalin, Queen Elizabeth II, and Churchill were second cousins. Second cousins. That's close family. Under the Rothschilds. Hybrids. Fact. Queen Elizabeth II married her second cousin. That's another fact. Prince Philip. Prince Philip had three sisters. And the three little sisters married three Nazis. How about that? Keep it all in the family. And there are a TV program all in the family. Anyway. Here that boy is again. Dr. Brock Chisholm and his family members, boy, they're into this thing. In 1954, this Dr. G. Brock Chisholm Director General of the United Nations, World Health Organization. I found another one. Speech, on September 11th, 1954. He said, and I quote, amazing guys like Dennis the Menace. Anyway, he said, and I quote, the people who have taught us to believe whatever they were told by their parents or their teachers are the people who are a menace into this world. Unquote. Boy, oh boy. Hey, you Knights of Malta, you generals and colonels, you don't have any kids, do you? I hope you don't. Because you're a part of their destruction. But what the hey? You got a blood oath to keep you bound, so Satan's promising a lot of things. Do you know what the rewards from Satan is compared to blessings from God? Do you know the difference? You know, Dr. Mary Jo Bain, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, in the Clinton administration. Oh, what a witch trial that was. If we want to talk about equality, she says, and I quote, if we want to talk about equality of opportunity for children, then the fact that children are raised in families means there is no equality. In order to raise children with equality, we must take them away from family and continually raise them. I'm sorry. And communally raise them, unquote, Dr. Mary Jo Bain. How about the motto of UNICEF, United Nations Children's Fund? Quote, every child is our child, unquote. Oh, whoa, huh? How about that? I'm starting to get a little antagonistic, aren't I? This is me trying to calm down. You know, one of the most terrifying features of totalitarian society, I got to see this thing to say it sometimes, is that control and brainwashing of children and the youth by the omnipotent state. You have no revolution coming that of anybody benevolent. Nobody. You may have a resignation of a president, maybe. You may have a military coup. It'd be the sixth one if they do. But it doesn't make any difference. They're all secret society members. It's called the dialectic. I've called it many times the pot for the kettle. That's why they want to show the Obama administration as being Muslim, which is not. Is Luciferian, like his cousins Cheney and Bush and Clinton and all the rest of them. Buchanan, Dole, all of them, every mother's son of them. The only benevolent leader you're going to find, the only one, is Jesus. And his vengeance will be laid out on the two witnesses that come out that they won't be able to touch for 3 years. You want Harry Potter? You want supernatural? If you stick around for this, you don't want to, really. You're going to see supernatural. Make Harry Potter look like a match in a forest fire. People have no idea what's coming down the pike. And let me tell you, it won't be hailstones in Texas to be the wrath of God. You got to be kidding me. The 20th century experiments with such education must never be forgotten. They produced monstrosities of unimaginable evil. Hitler Youth. Doesn't Obama have the same thing? Clinton, don't ask, don't tell. Bush and his fake war on terror. Prescott Bush no better. Samuel Bush no better. None of them are any better. Not a one of them. Cheney's a liar. Family, you got to point out what they are. And high-level religious leaders lead the way. Mao's Red Guard, the young pioneers of Vladimir Lenin, Joseph Stalin, Fidel Castro, who was a 7-year Jesuit. Oh, wow. Huh? How about that? And the cold-blooded, murderous youth of the Cambodian Khmer Rouge. Children were transformed through reshaping of consciousness. They were actually taught to publicly denounce and even execute their parents, to reject all tradition, renounce their religion, embrace atheism, or in the case of Nazi Germany, which IG Farben, chemical cartel, fully funded by Wall Street in 1928, brought in Nazism. Oh, wow. And Adolf Hitler, second cousin to you know whose, was trained at Tavistock after he got out of World War I. And they were taught to embrace Hitler's Teutonic paganism and betray their countries. Does that sound a little bit familiar? A tad bit, maybe? The way they bring their felons to over 200,000 felons trained to be your police. It's been done since 2006. They've already started infiltrating into the police departments. They put them under a blood oath, give them a paycheck, train them really, really well. Take them out of the prisons. It's already started. It's already done. And they'll start a mass release program. You watch it. A mass release program, marijuana use, well, we can release you now. All they'll do is falsify the records for those Aryan Nation guys and well-trained to be national police. They just falsify their records, say, oh, he was minor marijuana use, and we're letting him go with everybody else. That's how they do it. It's coming. Hitler did it. Russia, that's how they do it. They use felons. Well-trained. Because they're beholden to those that freed them. I have a study on that. Let's stop there before I get caught up into it. Stalin said, second cousin to Hitler, Stalin said, I quote, "Comrades, Hitler gained control of the youth in Germany before he was able to wage a successful Nazi revolution in Germany. We communists gained control of the youth in Russia before we were able to wage a successful communist revolution in Russia. And comrades, we must gain control of the youth in the United States if we're to wage a successful communist revolution in that nation. For this purpose, we are ordering our comrades to set up a new communist youth group in the United States," unquote. Oh, lift your jaws back up. They fell to the floor. The music of the 60s. The drugs, now you see why. To work on the parents for the kids being raised up in the 80s. And little by little, chipping away that traditional family value by planning decades and decades and decades ahead under these councils and committees I've just named you. Man, these are absolute facts I'm telling y'all. Did you know, as Sevick pointed out, Matt Sevick, who was 9 years undercover agent in the Communist Party in the USA for the FBI, he attended a secret meeting of top-level communists in 1948. CVETIC, CVETIC, undercover guy, in which a Soviet agent related a speech that Stalin, I read you, had given directing the American commies to put an emphasis on recruitment of youth. McCarthy was right. Sevich pointed out, quote, "Within a few short months after this meeting, more than 6,000 American students were recruited in the new Communist Youth Program movement, known as the Labor Youth League. This youth apparatus then actually had gone through various structural name changes over the years. Purpose remains unchanged. But in 1983, it was reorganized and renamed the Young Communist League, YCL, the name which it still operates at one time. And you know, far more dangerous were the pro-commie, pro-UN internationalist programs in the schools were reaching tens of millions of students. And thanks to the generous funding from the Carnegie Endowment, Rockefeller and Ford Foundations, other insider foundations. Subversive textbooks and curriculum materials were flooding our schools. Thousands of teachers were being programmed at college, and they were to serve to change agents. Like Lydia. Shevchenko. And in the memoirs, you know, I think I really said that right. Nikita Khrushchev. They told of a lasting influence on the childhood teacher and his life. He said, and I quote, "I suppose you could say my political education began during my boyhood in the little village of Kalinivska, where I was born. My school teacher there was a woman named Lydia Shevchenko. She was a revolutionary. She is also an atheist. She instilled in me my first political consciousness and began to counteract the effects of my strict religious upbringing. My mother was very religious, likewise my father, my grandfather. When I think back to my childhood, I can remember vividly the saints on the icons against the walls of our wooden hut, their faces darkened by fumes from the oil lamps. And I remember being taught to kneel and pray in front of the icons with the grown-ups in church. We were taught to read. We read the scriptures. But Lydia Shevchenko set me on a path which took me away from all that." Unquote. You know, Khrushchev was sent in 1937 as Stalin's trusted killer. When his two-year Ukrainian purge was over, an estimated 400,000 had been killed and terror gripped the whole population. Later, he added to his infamy, gaining the title of the Butcher of Budapest for the ruthless subjugation of Hungary. Did you know the Vatican, 1941 to 43, murdered 750,000 Serb Orthodox Christians, 60,000 Jews, 26,000 Gypsies, men, women, and children, in one concentration camp called Jasanovich, led by the Ustasha, administered by Bishop Stefanich. Bishop, you get that bishop part? Now, I ain't talking about chess game. Yeah, buddy. The church tried to suppress that knowledge about the camp of Jasanovich because they were going to cantonize. They should have caramelized. To canonize Stefanich, to make him a saint. Oh, how about that? I got a lot of details here, family. And they're doing it all over again. Council of Foreign Relations. Back to it. It's where the source of evil lies. Some of the CFR members don't even know this. A lot of times I put my broadcasts together as I go along, like trying to build a train track as the train's behind you blowing a horn. I just kind of go with the flow, you might say. I'm laying the groundwork to how deep this attack on your children goes. You're probably thinking, and I'm going to do it, I'm going to talk about it here shortly, about, you know, what to watch out for, stranger danger, bullies, and all that sort of thing. What does a child do when he's grabbed by the arm? Oh, I talk about that. I've taught martial arts for 30 years. I can teach that. I can tell you about it. Telling you about it's one thing, but you practicing with your kids is another. But I take things a little further. Call me obsessed. Okay, that's fine with me. I'm obsessed with Jesus. And those listening that don't like me, log it in if you won't. problem is that not enough people are obsessed. Integral to this total war is the rooting out of individualism. They needed that before 1945, though, to foment the wars. When the wars were over, they knew the final war was going to be World War III. They hoped it was World War I, the war to end all wars, but it wasn't. World War II was the next shot. It's all chances. See, every generation has got its war, its dictator, ready for the time, because they don't know. Why? Because Jesus is coming soon. You see, he's kept Satan going all these decades and generations and thousands of years, worrying, afraid that Jesus is coming soon. He knows what's going to happen. But nobody knows. Everybody's trying to figure it out, but you're not going to do it. God's in control. They can't stop a minute. They can't rest for a second. They must always keep moving, keep upgrading, keep ready to go, because they don't know when their time has come. The demon said to Jesus, "Are you here before our time, Jesus Christ?" Because they know they're, that was 2,000 years ago. They need to root out individualism and loyalties that compete with the supreme loyalty to the omniscient, omnipotent, and omnibeneficent state. So in this case, the world state, so the traditional family now, after 1946, is looked at as a, not a competitor, but as a mortal enemy. That's why they have the Humanist Manifesto. Now, what I've told you, maybe I got some new listeners. How about this? 1930. Quote, Charles Francis Potter. "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. And every American public school is a school of humanism." Did you get that? Don't let it go by. Every American public school is a school of humanism. Humanism is contained within the Humanist Manifesto, written up by John Dewey, father of American education. Father of American education, a humanist, along with his Horace Mann. You say, well, that's 1930. Well, let's go for continuity. How about 57 years later? So in 1987, Herbert London of New York. Remember, we skipped over here Dr. Pierce. I read you a little while ago what he said to those 2,000 teachers. Well, about 15 years later and 57 years from Charles Francis Potter's quote, Herbert London of New York University said, I quote, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment, and almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar." And Georgia Ann Geyer, Supreme Court Justice, said, and I quote, "The percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from an estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities." Roger Kimball, same time, 1989. Quote, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical, as her Marxist and humanist, menu at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels." So these are the institutions from Harvard, Yale, Princeton, MIT. I can name you about 25 of every major colleges in this country. Duke University, UNC State, USC, Rochester. Man, just like pin the tail on the donkey, just pick one. All of them. And these are training your political leaders. They give them Rhodes scholarships. Those will work for the Illuminati. All Rhodes scholars are traitors. Wesley Clark, Naomi Wolf, and Billy Bob Carter. Or, that was a Freudian slip. Bill Clinton were Rhodes scholars. And all the rest of them are Rhodes scholars. It's not by the way. It's everyone. They would not be a Rhodes scholar unless they were a traitor and part of this agenda. Journalists, scientists, political leaders, primary schools, secondary school teachers, these are stars. That's right. The people who teach our children are trained by professors who dislike everything you call American and human. College and universities are producing teachers who have been taught to discredit religion, disdain public enterprise, and to show contempt for parents who don't want totally surrendering the role of educating the children to them. But hey, you have Dancing with the Stars, don't worry. They'll keep you busy. Sometimes I feel like I'm fighting this with like a garden hose putting out a forest fire. Sometimes I wonder if I'm really making a difference in all this. I'm driven, but, you know. I don't know. Well, I'm getting warmed up here. There was a book called The Human Sexuality. You thought I was winding down, didn't you? I'm not. It was a course for young adults. It was published in 1975. Russ Walton, an old-style educator, had a review of a textbook on sex education that was being used in California schools. Hey, California. And you know what he come up with in this textbook? Human Sexuality, course for young adults. It was published in 1975. And 1975, hey, was the beginning of the third phase of the New Age movement. And those have been listening to my broadcast, 1975, a very significant year, wasn't it? Beginning of the change that God is dead, that we are all gods in the making, like Joyce Meyer and T.D. Jakes and Brazier and Copeland, all these others are talking about. TBN, heretics, every doggone one of them are Freemasons or Easter Star. Gloria, the whole lot of them, Brewer, Palin, every doggone one of them. Well, in this course, though, for young adults, you like how I get my shots in? It's a fact, too, by the way. The course for young adults was published in 1975 and was designed for young children 12 to 14 years old. It was explicit in word and picture, and told children that the home was really the worst place to learn about sex. Parents are too ignorant. Old-fashioned, oh, there you go, or narrow-minded. The best place for sex education is in the school, unquote. Old-fashioned, that's where they want to get rid of that family unit, as I told you about. 75 was a big year. Michael Aquino, who works at the Pentagon, founder of SET, Temple of Satan, works at the Pentagon. Mind control expert, MK Ultra, at the Pentagon, invoked the Prince of Darkness in a ritual in 1975. Began the revelatory phase of the New Age movement. This book told children that you don't learn it from parents. Another thing it says states. It stated that perversion is like obscenity. It's all in the eye of the beholder. Unusual sexual behavior is not a perversion. Now you see where this is coming from? Now you put drugs in there, You put the TVs, the movies, Miss America, Playboy, all this together. All this is part and parcel to the entire agenda. Every single bit of it. Harmony, beauty and the arts, education, politics, religion, philosophy, finance, education, finance and economics. They said that premarital sex is okay since it's practiced by the majority of the world's culture. Casual extramarital affairs are okay. Unless the man becomes involved in a lengthy affair and falls in love with the other woman. Oh, man. This is controlled by the UN. And there's so many directions I can go with this. I could do a 3-hour program just on this very easily. It is so involved and so detailed, so complex, it would just absolutely boggle your mind. They have it under control. But for us to learn it, it's like, oh, that's too much. I don't even want to. Anybody for a game of golf? Yeah, let's go. Okay. Make you feel better? Well, you get done with the golf. What do? You get tired, don't you? Or you go down to the club and just rub a little elbows here and there and seal that contract. Yeah. All right. Go back to your favorite parking place and drive home. For Freemason, you might end up in a jester meeting sometime. Mm-hmm. Wow, it is just absolutely amazing how they've pushed this together. UNESCO perverted. You know, in 1953, Senator William Jenner, Republican from Indiana, he's a chairman of the Senate Internal Security Subcommittee. He attacked UNESCO head on. He challenged the Senate colleagues with the following quote. How many of you senators know what the UN is doing to change the teaching of the children in your own hometown? The UN is at work there every day and night, changing the teachers, changing the teaching materials, changing the very words and tones. Changing all the essential ideas which we imagine our schools are teaching to our young folks. How in heaven's name, how in the name of heaven, are we to sit here, approve these programs, appropriate our own people's money for such outrageous orientation of our own children, of the men and women who teach our children in this nation's schools, unquote. Senator William Jenner. 1953. Whoa, that was a ways back, wasn't it? And nothing was ever done. The rights of the child is coming up on y'all. And you know, Nice told you, 1989, the UN General Assembly adopted the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, which, short of its pretended concerns for the welfare of children, is a blatant statist attack on the family. I should really say a Satanist attack on the family and parental authority, responsibility. And what it does, it proposes a massive intrusion of government into the family matters. And you all want it to happen for protection of the children. Implementation of this CROC, C-R-O-C, you thought I said something else, didn't you? No. Rights of the Child Convention on the Rights of the Child is a crock. That's what it says. CROC. Convention on the Rights, that's the R, of the Child. OC. Crock. It's a crock. that would radically alter the parent-child relationship. It would do that, interjecting government-appointed child advocates between parents and children. Can you spell euthanasia? Can you spell Ouija board? Drugs? Depression? Ritalin? ADHD, which is a bunch of baloney. Vaccination forced on your kids. Shall I spell more? Y'all getting the hint here? Ultimately, it aims at stripping parents of their traditional recognized rights to control the upbringing and education of children and to pass on to the children their religious values and beliefs. Hey, kids, everybody gather together. We're going to have a little play with this Ouija board. Let's have a little fun. Okay. Come here, Mary. Johnny, come over here. They're going to demonstrate how it works. It's just fun, kids. They got a pink Ouija board. That Ouija board is like carrying around a loaded .357 Magnum. Literally. It is real. It pulls demons in by the frequency changes of those symbols and the approval of the individual soul agreeing to use it allows demonic entities to come in to be demonized. Okay, you don't believe me. Well, I suggest you do a little research on suicides and Ouija board of your children. And then tell me no. Because you won't be telling me no. You'll be picking your jaw off the floor again. So now if they integrate the Ouija board in Wicca, because Wicca loves Mother Earth, and they get the demonic entities inside them and in their homes, and the kid says, I want to die, the parent won't be able to do anything about it. But right now they're sneaking it on into Oregon to have the disabled children to, well, Mother Earth thinks it's better I just go away. And for the old folks, too, we just sit and do nothing about it. If the people of the United States allow the conspirators in our government to subject us to supposed authority, the croc, we'll soon see UN approved government child experts assuming complete control over your children, parental rights, and completely destroyed. 10 regional administrators and 10 governors for each of the five states each in the balkanized United States. It's coming. Called the North American Union. Already they want to get the states to succeed because the government's stepping in for the same-sex marriages. They'll use that as a precedent. I know, son. I'm not a lawyer, but I know their little tricks. You see what they're doing? How dare the government step in after we stopped homosexual marriage? Well, that's after about 1,000 people got married. And then they said, well, no more homosexual marriage. We're going to stop it. This is the play. This is like a chess game. They all end on it. They all end on it. So the federal government comes, we'll stop it. So we'll recognize those marriages anyway. And so the states are going to play their role. It's such a boob game, man. And they're going to play their role. We need to secede from the United States government, secede from the Muslim. It's all a scripted out reality show. A bunch of darn liars and Freemasons. And they're fooling their own Freemasons, taking their children away from the Freemasons that they in their lodges. They ain't telling them that. Come on now. This is the political games they play. I may be a country boy, but I've done my research. You know, and this is what they're doing. This is a game they play like a tag team match on professional wrestling. It's all scripted out. Oh, they're in good shape, but it's all scripted. They know who's going to win, who's going to lose. They go to acting school. Ventura should have stayed professional wrestling. He's a fraud, a Freemason like the rest of them. It's all part of a game. Reagan, all of them. This whole thing is. If you look it up, you'll find what I'm telling you is the truth. You know, in March of 1990, representatives from over 150 countries met in Jomtien, Thailand, for a five-day world conference on education. All was part of this organization called WCEFA. And there's official sponsors on this insider-run event calling UNESCO, UNICEF, United Nations Development Program, UNDIP, the World Bank, and other UN agencies. FBI's most wanted, I would say. One World NGOs. And now this major agenda, the setting that they came up with, two documents, World Declaration on Education for All, and the Framework for Action to Meet Basic Learning Needs. Anybody say Common Core, No Child Left Behind? Is part of this agenda. The framework set forth six educational goals, which were virtually identical to the outcome-based education, OBE, program by George Bush and CFR in his America 2000 education plan. Man. Sneaking it in. Now, you might want to put your hands underneath your chin again, because what they're coming toward, and I say put your hands under your chin, it's going to drop again. If you look at the news today and what's going on in the background, while everybody's worried about this Malaysia Flight 370 or whatever this nonsense is. Everybody glued the TV. Shows are talking about this stupid flight. The full extent of the anti-family agenda would detail the UN programs for global forced abortion. Does that sound a little familiar today in the United States, what they're going back and forth with? A proliferation of chemical abortions. How about that pill that just came out with? Is that a real-world example or what? How about coercive population control and eugenics program? Manipulation of DNA. Mind control I spoke about yesterday. Sound a little bit close to home? Forced mass population relocation. Forest fires, tsunamis, heavy rains. Government taking over property. Sound a little familiar? Your tsunamis. Forest fires. These are caused by design. Louisiana, New Orleans. Huh? How about mandatory school sexual orientation programs that promotes homosexuality? I hope I don't have to explain that one. You find that all of a sudden there's a massive push toward this? Yeah, buddy, they are. Now they got another category of transgender. In Australia, Maryland's bathroom bill benefits few transgenders, puts all girls at risk from pedophiles, unquote. Sneaking up on you. Sneaking up on you. Outlawing of independent homeschoolings and independent private and religious schools. And the last one I saved, documented UN programs for global euthanasia and assisted suicide. Unquote. So this piecemeal Marxist abolition of the family is a fact. And the UN is the instrument through which the UN, the One World Insiders, intend to carry this out worldwide. Samuel Adams said, quote, "It does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen to set brush fires in people's minds." Samuel Adams. What are y'all going to do? Watch Dancing with the Stars. Watch a little golf. Hit that little old ball in that little old hole. That's fun, isn't it? In the meantime, what's going on? In summary, their plans include creating a United Nations military with Army, Navy, Air Force, and nuclear weapons, to dispatch of U.S. military personnel on ever-increasing U.N. missions throughout the world. That began in 1950. To take down the U.S. military by our own Joint Chief of Staff and presidents. Don't be fooled by their so-called patriotism. It's a lie. Gradually disarming all nation states, including the U.S., so the U.N. military forces will be unchallengeable. You'll find that particular agenda in the Iron Mountain Report. Establishing an international criminal court and expanding its jurisdiction. A global U.N. police force, bringing all local police under its control. And the local police will have felons, well-trained, multilingual, over 200,000 in the United States. And they will eliminate and they will kill every good police officer once the New World Order takes over. It will happen. Y'all better do a lot of praying. Get closer to God. That's where it counts. Because they lose in the end. I want to let y'all know that before I continue telling these other things they think they have planned. Dramatically restricting and ultimately destroying property rights. Enforcing vast relocations of human populations in order to create wildlands for UN-designated animal species. It's part of the reason they're killing off the wolves in Idaho and cougars, predatory animals. This is their playground as planned in the 16th century. Sir Francis Bacon, the New Atlantis. Connect dots. Connect. Impose global carbon taxes on all fuels. A Tobin tax on financial transactions, other tax proposals. Imposing population controls, including mandatory abortion, a la the Red China's practice, and UN approved and funded one-child policy. Well, they got to practice somewhere, so they picked China. Accelerating UN subversion of our schools. Bringing all education under the jurisdiction of UNESCO. Remember that one. We're going back to that. Subjecting all parents to licensing you and claiming UN protection authority over all children. Here comes Sandy Hook. Striking down all laws against homosexuality and pedophilia, pedestry. Did you know that David Dawkins is that mild pedophilia is okay? And they've got our children dressed up as adults when they're 5 years old looking like sex objects. You parents are letting it happen. Again, in another list I found, greatly expanding the practice of euthanasia and assisted suicide. In the last part of another list I found, promoting paganism, New Age spirituality, the occult, and Satanism under the guise of promoting peace, brotherhood, and global ethic. How's your golf swing? Pretty good? Oh, that's good. How's Tiger doing these days? What's been our institutions of control before? The schools? Teachers have been trusted, right? So now if you want to show that the child's rights are being abused, we need international rights of the child to protect our kids. From what? Well, I'll tell you what. Now you'll understand what's going on here. Watch. Now see where this plays in the role. Oh, looky here. Today, yesterday actually, a biology teacher accused of having sex with a teen student. Recently, South Florida biology teacher recently, Eric Beasley, at Zion Lutheran Christian School, caught backseat of car having sex with a 14-year-old girl. South Sound teacher Michael Allen looked on sex charges with a 16-year-old female student. Oh. If you look at the list, it's off the wall. And then to really fix things up, and nobody's connecting this. You see, you got all this, oh, man, this is so insane. Then you pull in Miller's, Maryland's bathroom bill, huh? Benefits few transgender, puts all girls at risk from pedophiles. They're just setting it all up. Nope. What's anybody doing anything? Am I just talking to the air? What's going on? Well, it's like sitting by and watching somebody watch. I'm going to kill this guy. Oh, okay, I'll just watch. Well, what are you talking about? Nobody doing anything about it. You got a bunch of cowards in Congress, a bunch of cowards at the Joint Chief of Staff. It's supposed to be military. Military what? Politics? Council former. What's going on? Then you got the police in Georgia forced a group of fifth graders to the ground at gunpoint this past week as they attempted to build a tree fort in their own neighborhood. This went viral. You see, now they want you to know this, partially, no holy, and not H-O-L-Y either. They completely want you to know this, but now they do this to get it reported, to show you we're in control, but we need protection for our children. So they put this in articles. Let me explain something if I have new listeners to get you up to speed. You say, well, what's this got to do with your articles? Well, they have these articles going viral, as they call it. So although the United States, they have one incident in Timbuktu, Kalamazoo, and they'll take that one article, that one incident that they've created or found or make it happen, whatever, and they'll send it out nationwide, like in a distribution, so everybody sees it. Now, let me show you how to do that. And they've been doing this, well, see, there it is, since 1915. Congressional record proved the conspiracy between powerful business and media interest. Quote, Congressional record, 1915. The same year that the military the War Industries Board, yeah, forerunner of the Council of the Military Industrial Complex, the War Industries Board was just another form of military industrial complex, as formed by one of the founders, Samuel Bush, in 1915. Well, in 1915, Congressional Record proved this conspiracy about business and media. Quote, in March of 1915, I quote, the J.P. Morgan interests, steel, shipbuilding, and powder interests, subsidiary organizations, got together 12 men high up in newspaper world, employed them to select most influential newspapers in America, and sufficient number of them to control generally the policy of the daily press of the United States. What they did was they purchased control of 25 of the greatest papers. That's 1915. So they've done it. TV, radio, whatever. As it, technology grew, they maintained control of it since 1915 to 1921. And in 1921, they shifted over control to Rockefellers and the Council of Foreign Relations. Now, they found it was only necessary to purchase control of 25 of the greatest papers. They furnished an editor for each one, and always have, till today and tomorrow. They furnished an editor for each paper to properly supervise, edit information regarding questions of preparedness, militarism, financial policies, and other things of national and international nature considered vital to the interests of the purchasers. That's the Illuminati. The policy included suppression of everything in opposition to the wishes of the interests served. Now, today, it's also inclusive of the information to put fear-mongering in your head, to set up your dialectic and all that sort of thing. Now, protecting your children goes way far that say, make sure you walk in groups, protecting against bullies. All this is part of it. So let's talk about that this last 15 minutes. And I may talk about it again Monday, about more detail. But I want you all to get the how deep this protection of the child really goes. I can't just sit here and give you a self-defense, you know, class on, well, what to teach your three-year-old about your first weapon is your voice and mind. Drop back and say, yell real loud. You're not my dad. Real loud, make a noise when kids are taught to be quiet. You know, these little things are nice to know, and we'll teach them, okay? But I want you to know that it's not just in the schools and bullies and out some stranger picking them up at some mall. Family, this is up close and personal. It's a major effort. Way beyond self-defense and all this high karate stuff going on. It's control of your mind, of the minds of the children, by sex and education. To lead them away from the true word of God. Lead them away from you. From children, I designed a program that for 3 to 6 year olds, I'd bring the parents in and teach the kids. Can you imagine? Anyway, it's up to the parents to continue the training, if they would do it. And I'd teach them that your first weapon is your voice. And I'd have them to teach to yell, because kids are taught to be quiet, right? I'd teach them to yell. And the parents would get all embarrassed and all this. And I said, no, yell loud. In this class, you can do it. And then when they get touched by some stranger, they yell real loud, drop back in the stance, and yell, you're not my dad. Real loud. I mean, not just, you're not my dad. No, I mean yell till your face is red. You're allowed at this point. And if he's known, you yell the name. Or you have him say, quote, you're kidnapping me. Teach them to say this. You can practice it at home. Or stop it real loud, man. Make them yell till their face turns red. Give them permission. Or saying, stranger, stranger, stranger. Like an unchecked alarm clock. That's irritating. It's also scary. And you may have some cases where the child may wander off. And some parent wants to help the kid, and the kid, if trained properly, would react in such a way. That's going to be a little surprise to the helping adult, but that's okay. That's all right. It's rather that than a person to actually be a stranger trying to kidnap your child. If somebody gets embarrassed, no problem. Let them get embarrassed. Then maybe they'll teach something to their kids, too. Parents are say to be seen but not heard. This time it's not true. You can teach them, well, I call it round circle, wax, wax on, wax off. I can't explain it on the radio. But wrist breakaways. I would teach them how to break away the wrist. To run with making noise, like a alarm clock on with legs. And then I said, if you're caught, and we'd practice this, become a dead weight. Can you have a 60-pound kid, 100-pound kid, and just drops like a... See, kids, when they grab by the arm, they have a tendency to want to go, even though they're screaming or something, they'll go with the adult, right? Because you're thinking, your process of thinking is to walk with your feet. So if the guy's pulling you, which of course an adult would with a 3 or 6 year old, the kid won't remember what to do. So the legs will do the moving. Well, let's change that. When you have stranger, stranger, you show your kid to just drop down like a lead ball. I call it dead weight. Now, the the kidnapper's got a problem. Immediately, he's got a problem. But they become like a limp rag, 60 pounds on the ground. Now, they may get kicked or whatever, but teach them to ball up. Now, that adult's got a decision to make. Now, if he takes the kid, he's going to get hurt anyway. So when you teach him to ball up and just fall down like a big old ball, like an armadillo, grab his knees and just ball up, that adult's got a serious problem. He's got to either be really dedicated to getting that kid because he's paid by the Child Protective Service or CIA or some Wicca coven to steal that kid to sacrifice him or commit some sexual horrific act. You get my point, which is actually the truth. Then he's got a 60-pound weight he's got to pick up or drag. And boy, that's really, you know, that's going to be a problem. That's a self-defense technique. So let's say he's dedicated and he wants to pick the kid up. Okay. He picks the kid up. He's got, he better be strong, fella. But when he does that, well, here's what we do. The kid's got several options, and you practice this. Grab the leg. Just hold on to the leg. like a big old big old 60-pound shoe. He's got three shoes now. His shoe on his feet and this kid that's wrapped around his leg. He's going to have to carry like a ball and chain the 60-pound kid. Or if he picks the kid up, shakes him a little bit, kicks him a little bit, picks him up, okay. What do you got? You got the adult helping the kid bring him to his face. You got a headbutt. And take his little old fingers and start poking those eyeballs out like they're little grapes. Or start kicking like you're swimming. Start kicking, stabbing, headbutting. Just become a little wiggle worm extraordinaire. And head toward the head. Take out those eyeballs. Hit those ears. And I guarantee you, that adult is not going to hold that kid very long to protect his face. You ever got a little gnat in your eyeball? Boy, that hurts. Now imagine five little old fingers poking your eyeball out. You got a problem. A headbutt on the nose. Ouch. And then when he sets him down, okay. I teach the kid, you see that belt buckle right there? You take that little old bitty fist and you do a straight punch straight ahead just like this. Boom. Underneath that belt buckle, just as hard as you want to. Multiple times. Ooh, man, that hurts. If he turns the head away from you, the back of the head, just start arching the back. The back of that head on that nose, that's going to hurt like the dickens. Hits a tooth, that's going to hurt too. Ear slaps, hit the ground. When you hit the ground, start running or punch. Make a lot of noise. Kick to the chin. Step on his toes. There's things a 3 to 6 year old can do if he's trained properly. But when you teach him these things, if you do, you got to teach him not to be a bully. Because now, if you get a bully, or they have some kind of power through this new techniques, you got to really teach him not to be a bully or threaten or scare others your own size. Because they've got a little bit of power that empowers them. That can carry into school. So you got to look ahead of time here. And don't beat up fellow students and take their last cupcake. Because now you know how to fight. Don't play or fake it for fun. But practice it only at home. And then I teach them if in a car. If you're caught in the front seat, honk the horn. Quickly put the car in park. Move the gear shift. Teach them how to do it. If they're put in the back seat, man, attack the driver. Go for the head. In the trunk, knock out the back light with a tire iron or tool if possible. Cause a lot of noise. Find weapons in your trunk of your car, tire iron or something. Knock out that back light. Put your hands through it. Wiggle something through it. It's unlikely that they'll overpower an adult. But if they act quickly by surprise and hit the points that I'm talking about, they may have a chance. 75% are abducted from their own home. 60% are returned. But parents, you're the key. To know the child's daily activity. Listen to them. Open communication. Ask him, what did you learn today at school? Exactly. Tell me about it. Honey? Yeah, mama. Why are you wearing that black nail polish on your fingernails? Oh, I had a wicket today. Say, we loved you. Oh, really? Why are you putting that tattoo there? You get my point? Watch their clothing. Know their locations at all times. And rehearse with the child these drills we're talking about. Have them recite to you their full name, their phone number. Be able to use the phone. And have a very trusted friend with a certain code if they're going to pick them up for school or point of contact. Babysitters? Always ask them, how's your day today with the babysitter? And for sure, never but never open up a door to strangers, no matter how they're dressed. I got a ton of this stuff here. But these, you got the idea. I mean, what I've given you ideas, you can also use on your own and start thinking on your own. There's five T's of an assault, of any kind of assault. I call it the five T's. First, they'll find a target. They'll target a house. That means they got to surveil it. Watch for them. They'll target the individual. It's how you walk, how you present yourself. If you're unaware, you're a target. If you just listen to you watching your cell phone and walking into walls, hey, you're a target. If you walk straight and shoulders up and like you're confident and you're aware, you might not be a target. He'll say, that looks too hard to target. First is a target. He'll pick one, fit the profile. The second level is a test. He'll try to psych you out, or they'll come up and say, excuse me, nice dog you got, or I need directions, or hey, I got a little puppy dog for you or something. There's a test. The approach, I call it. And then comes the threaten. If they fail the test, like they're unaware, I don't know. Then they'll threaten. But now each one of these have a stage of management. They'll threaten with words, some words that you don't like to hear. That's for shock value. Or a weapon. And then comes the touch. The touch, the fifth, that's the fourth T, is the actual assault or the act itself, the robbery, the rape, the abduction, touch. And the fifth T, depends on the type of assault that it is the takeoff. T, takeoff. It's when the rape's done, the assault's done, or the kidnapper kidnaps the kid. It's to leave. What do you do with that management? There's five T's. Target, test, then the threat comes, touch, and takeoff. If you're targeted, don't be like a target. Walk like you're not going somewhere. The test, excuse me, what do you want? Or maybe taking a stance or, you know, somehow being aware that, well, this may be an approach or maybe just legitimate. But you're aware at that point that this may be a test. Simply someone asking for directions, okay, give them directions, but be wary. Don't be like, oh, me, my name is Dorothy. You like my red slippers? No, it don't work that way. You'd be aware all of a sudden. Another thing they like to do is, and they'll follow you to, maybe if you go to grocery shopping or someplace, and they'll pull up a white van with a door towards your car. And when you go to fumble for your keys, it's not ready to put in the keyhole, they'll open up the door. You hear the slide open. Hands will reach out, grab you, jerk you in. Close and lock. Men, they're out there and nobody saw a thing. So when you see it happening, be very wary. When you got keys in your hand, family, you got a weapon. What do you go for? The head. Your life's in danger. Let those little old hands get to moving. Put that key between your fingers. Plug it in and turn it on. You know, if I make a hole, if you don't find one, make one. Flesh and keys don't get along too well. Bad mixture when it's moving fast on somebody's head. That's your self-protection. But the best protection you can ever find is the blood of Jesus. Therein lies your power, really. Is the blood of Jesus. Family, I just barely scratched the surface this afternoon on this day. I think we need to talk more about this. Matter of fact, Monday, I have a school safety program I could talk about. School safety is a policy defense measure. I actually did a film. I got a CD. I don't do all that selling stuff. I just did an informal one for a school. I've never reproduced it or nothing like that. I'm not into all that. I'm just not there. I don't care about selling books or CDs or any of that stuff. No gold, no silver, none of that. I'm just not into that. That's just the way it is. Not my nature to be this commercial. I'm not looking at this for commercial value. I'm looking for it to get word out to people, to help people. There's nothing wrong with being commercial. I mean, that's how we get our research and all this and all that. I'm just saying it's not my thing. I don't have a problem with that. God takes care of me. My idea is to get the information out to people. That's all I really care about. Teach your kids to never take rides from strangers, rule number one. Never take rides from strangers, rule number two. Never take gifts from strangers. Rule number three, stay close to mom and dad when out in public. Rule number four, always let your parents know where you are. Rule number five, always get help if there's trouble. Rule number six, never, but never open a door to a stranger. Not even if it's a Walt Disney lookalike. And certainly if it wasn't Walt Disney, I wouldn't open up the door anyway. He's a darn pedophile, or was. I had to throw that in there. You can't trust anybody these days except Jesus Christ. That's it. And the King James Bible. Family, y'all have a great evening. And great weekend. Tonight, 7:30, Bible study. Oh, we're going to talk about Paul, the Hebrew Roots Movement. I'm going to open up a bag of worms tonight. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about some of that Christian identity stuff and Paul. Who is Paul of the Bible? And some other things that come up we'll talk about tonight, 7:30 to 9. I want to also remind you that we are played up in highportradio.net, highportradio.net. John Kirkler. Herkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, up in highportradio.net in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York. We played out at Blue Raven Network in Colorado, KBLU Radio. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And I have archives there as well on my website. Family, get ready. Something up. But it's up to God whether or not he lets it happen. Been delayed many times. But they're getting closer and closer to us turning away and falling away, which will give Satan more latitude. Y'all have a great weekend. God bless. And we'll see you on Monday. tonight, Bible study, 7:30, for those who want to join. Otherwise, Monday, 4 o'clock. Y'all have a great night, great weekend. This is the Watchman for Jesus, signing off.
Never fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Good night. God bless. And as soon as they sign off here, the show will continue with the 24-hour loop of pre-recorded broadcast. Signing off.